Listen, Dr. Chibet, you bring up an aspect. I'm going to ask you about a important patient, Diana Silva, indicated to see your GERD, colorectal cancer screening, chronic constipation, switching among guests again, so you always got Nelson, Bishop, blood pressure, cutting in the throat, she's a biopsy, and colonoscopy biopsy, and smooth to Olympus, with EG, scooping colonoscopy, for same pancreas, and looking by the patient, Bishop, play the after the case, the patient, for cardiac biopsy, friends, how we can see the cause of the blood pressure, exam patient, drew a mouth, tomorrow, drew a night biopsy, small test, then, who are serious from the second and third patient, drew a school by enterprise, as far as the number, enter moderate severe erosive gastritis, by switching to a helicular federation. Tazino Bastion or Calicus, who puts a stray by Union Purchase House, and better passive, if you like, or some personal patient, my complication, patient turn around, KYG, paratem school, C school, play recommend to see medicine, calls by fresh, I call myself fresh, which is Seekum Dr. Picture. In the Seekum, there were some still soft stools sitting there, which Erika wants to clean up. In the Seekum, I saw mild to moderate inflammatory superficial changes. Consistent with the class, say, fecal inflammation, and there was a couple of ulcers noted in cecum, white base, smooth edges. They were biopsied. Seems like a stercor, also S-T-E-R-C-O-R-A-L, especially since there was some soft stool sitting there. That could be contributing to the ulcers, but the biopsy was taken away. Knee plastic was the atypical changes versus inflammatory changes coming out. I did not see any evidence of any colitis or proctitis. Left side diverticulosis was noted as for bad rectum inflammation from her number of weeks of sit-ups first time patient on complication. Finding number one, question segment, question shots from Barrett. Number two, moderate severe erosive gastritis, no ulcers were noted. Number three, multiple duodenitis. Number four, colonoscopy cecum. Number five, suboptimal prep. Especially that cecum was having stools, which probably was causing those inflammation. Superficial inflammation and cecal ulceration. Number six, cecal inflammation. Number seven, cecal ulcers times two, white base, smooth edges. Biopsy were taken to avoid knee plastic, atypical or inflammatory changes. Seems appear to be a stercoral ulcer, S-T-E-R-C-O-R-A-L, less likely for Crohn's or colitis because she has constipation, because she's on narcotics and her back pain. Number six, number seven, left side diverticulosis. Number eight, hemorrhoids. Recommendation, away for the esophagus biopsy because for esophagus, there will be any dysplasia. If that's negative, then it should be endoscopy as every endoscopy is needed. Number two, away for the stomach biopsy because for helicobacter pylori, retreat to physiotherapy. Number four, away for the small biopsy. Number five, start a patient on protonic, 40 milligram daily with caterphate. Number six, seven, away for the cecal ulcers biopsy. The biopsy is going to be atypical cells, or neoplastic cells, or original carcinoma cells. Then a patient is going to be referred, especially if it comes out to be adrenal carcinoma cells, patients are referred for cecal surgery. If it comes out to be inflammatory changes, then because of nature suboptimal prep, then I will have the colonoscopy repeated in 6 months. I'm going to emphatically start a patient on mesalamine for because of new plastic changes or cosmetic changes that's in for surgery. Otherwise, because of the inflammatory changes, then repeat the colonoscopy in 3 months. And we'll treat the patient with mesalamine, 8 milligram feet of daily for those 3 months. And otherwise, take hypervalued water, Swiss alvin, Mississippi, 5-7 preparation, each and serve from a flare. End of dictation. Please send a copy to Dr. Giovanni Hernandez and copy Dr. Farm Saturday, pursuant June 25th, 2022, June 25th, 2022. Patients are also showing the complications. Thanks.